This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. It was a Facebook post from a former employee at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in Bremerton that led to a 10-month investigation into sexual harassment. The outcome of that investigation was made public this week. Two people were fired, 13 others disciplined. In a letter, the shipyard's commanding officer, Captain Diana Wolfson, said inappropriate behavior, even, quote, locker room antics or jokes, should not be ignored. The Kitsap Sun reported on the investigation. Josh Farley wrote the story, and he's with us now. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Ed.
You've been following this since the fall. How did this begin, and what specifically was alleged?
As you mentioned, a woman named Brandon Hunt, who worked in the rigger shop, took to Facebook in the fall of 2019. It made wide-ranging allegations of sexual harassment, discrimination, male misogyny, and frankly, sometimes things that were worse than that. And it just sent shockwaves through the entire shipyard.
Your initial story on this back in the fall mentioned that when Brandon Hunt interviewed for the job at the shipyard, her interviewer told her that she had to have a thick skin to work there. And that suggests a well-known culture. How are they going to change that?
They've made a lot of changes, I think, since the fall. One of the biggest ways that things are different now is discipline might have come from within a code or a shop, basically the departments. Now there is an investigative team that Captain Wolfson has created, the 100i team they're called, and there's some impartiality involved there. The investigative team doesn't necessarily know the employee's day-to-day supervisor position kind of thing. It does bring in perhaps some outside eyes.
So Captain Wolfson is Captain Diana Wolfson, the commanding officer at the shipyard and the first woman to hold that job. Did having a woman in a position of leadership have any bearing on the way the claim was investigated?
You're talking about a male-dominated workforce. It's been in operation since before the Spanish-American War, right? There were 49 shipyard commanders before Wolfson, and every one of them was a man. So I think that Wolfson's appointment that happened just before the Facebook post from Brandon Hunt was maybe some fortuitous timing. And also, Wolfson has certainly taken seriously those allegations and that things need to change culturally.
So the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard is the largest employer in Kitsap County. How strongly do the changes they make influence other businesses in the county?
The shipyard gates are pretty thick in some ways. I think we're going to see much more of an impact within the Department of Defense community. The shipyard is, of course, a part of the Navy, and I know that in response to the reporting, as well as to Hunt's Facebook post, we saw a lot of members of the wider Department of Defense community, whether you are in the Marines or a sailor, a soldier in the Army, or other shipyards in the country. I think that's where this reverberates.
Josh, what about Brandon Hunt, whose Facebook post set a lot of this in motion? What was her response to the outcome of the investigation?
She said it was a start, and that for a culture to change, it's going to take a buy-in from the people who work there. An anonymous tip line has been added, and a number of trainings have been put in place, but she wants to see whether those trainers who are actually doing the training buy into the concept. We've all sat through a class where you have an instructor that's passionate, that believes in the content they're sharing, and then one who doesn't necessarily believe what he or she is saying. That's what is going to make the difference here, I think, in her mind, is whether this specific instance leads to something long-term and that it's not just a flash in the pan.
Josh, thank you.
Thanks, Ed.